Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Psychic Readings with Lenis on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I hope everyone has had a good week last week, and if you didn't, I hope you were praying that things would change for the better in your life. So I'm just going to say this again. Mercury retrograde began October 4th, and it ends October 26th, which is next Sunday. And things will go back to being normal. If you've had one of those months this month, like some of us have been through, we had full moon on the 7th, and also we had a lunar eclipse. And like I said, we were in Mercury retrograde, so we had three times a hit. And the new moon is coming up the 23rd, which is this week, and that's on Thursday. So you might want to mark your calendars, and on the new moon, you know, make a list of the things that you want to come about, changes to incur. So do that. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. One question, please, per caller. That's it. If you need any more in depth or you have another question, whatever, go to my website, write it down, www.theessenceofsuccessalltogether.com. That's theessenceofsuccess.com. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is in there, who's also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. Miss Nina is also a Reiki master, and she is a psychic as well. So if you have questions or you can't get in on the line, please go in the chat room and ask Miss Nina. And I'm asking, as you go into the chat room to ask questions, or either you could be having conversation with other people in there, please be polite and kind and respectful, because what I do and Nina do is out of love, and I do this for free, okay? So be respectful in the chat room. All right, I thank you for that. Now, you know, as always, I do a prayer before we begin. So here we go. Dear love, enlighten what's dark in us, because it's been a hellified month. Strengthen what's weak in us. Mend what's broken in us. Bind what's bruised in us, heal what's sick in us, and lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died in us. Love, so be it. Thank you, I am that I am. That which is sent to us that is not for our highest good, be it returned to the sender. Love, so be it. Thank you. And let me do a quick money prayer. Love opens all portals of money, and let it flow constantly for us with no beginning or ending here and now. Love's blessings pouring out from known and unknown spirits of past life, present life, and future life. From all dimensions of time and space, love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. All righty, and we shall begin. Oh, and I do want to say this. I'm taking a break from the ninth caller, so I'm not doing that for the next 3 months. I'll start back at the beginning of the year, well, November and December, but I'll start back at the beginning of the year sometime. So anyway, one question per caller, and let's have a good show, everybody. Call. Area code 202, you're on the line with Lenis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nia.
Hi, Nia. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Terrific. Terrific.
Wonderful. Well, my question is, it's a love question, a romance question. I wanted to see or to know what you see surrounding me and Rudolph.
Okay. Thank you for the name, because that definitely does help me. Okay, me and Rudolph. Okay. He's a fun person. He's fun to be around. Well, yeah, he was a little hesitant, but I see you two in a relationship. But he was a little hesitant, but it didn't have to do with you. Some issues from another woman, and also looks like maybe his mother. But more, it's issues from another woman that he went through. So there's something about you that lights his world. Like when he looks at you, he sees sunshine. That's beautiful. Uh-oh. That's brightness. Yeah, he wants to be more committed. Have you two been talking about marriage? Getting married?
Oh, no. I actually stopped speaking to him because he didn't want to commit to a girlfriend-boyfriend relationship.
Yeah, he's kind of old school. Like, he'd rather take it to the level that you would be committed for marriage. Because I see him with a little box and a ring. So that tells me for him, if he's going to be in a committed relationship, he wants to marry that woman. He doesn't just want to date you. He wants it to be you and him, period, you know, for the rest of your lives, of course. But, yeah, he's old school. He believes that when you're with a woman and if you really like her, then you should marry her. Well, hey, yeah, you don't need to get the cow with free milk, you know, be
right.
Respectful. So I don't blame him for his views. I mean, you two are young. But I don't blame him for having respect for a woman that when he loves her and stuff to do right, you know.
Yeah,
he's going to be calling you. In fact, in 3 days. 3 days' time, He's going to be calling you. But you two have not really separated. I don't feel that. I mean, to him, you know, he likes you. He likes you a lot, and he seems to be a good guy. I'm not picking up any bad spiritual vibes, mental or physical, off of him. I'm sorry?
No, I was just saying I haven't seen him in like a month or something, maybe 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, you guys need to communicate. You need to communicate and understand a little bit on his part, because your anger's quick. You're like, boom! From 0 to 60 right quick. So I'm just asking you to be a little bit more understanding, Nia. And you two talk. Even if you don't be together, there's nothing like communication to get an understanding. And if you're not ready for where he wants to go with the relationship, maybe to get married, then still have an understanding. Maybe he's not the kind of guy that just likes to be girlfriend, boyfriend. You know, if he likes you and loves you, he does. You know, he's 100%. So you two need to communicate. And because you haven't heard from him in a month, don't worry about it, because I see him calling you in about 3 days, almost like he's checking in, you know, How you doing, or seeing where – actually what he's doing, to be honest, he wants to see where your head is at. So, I mean, he wants to understand, because the guy does like you. I don't feel so much love for you, but he does like you. He has an interest there.
Okay.
So – yeah, communicate with him. I mean, I see you two being fine. I don't feel anything ugly between you and Rudolph. I see you guys being fine. You just need a communication, get an understanding between you. And if you're not ready to get married, then so be it. Let him know that, you know?
Okay.
All right, but yeah.
We'll see. I appreciate that, though. Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, you two can have a relationship, and it can be beautiful. I mean, he's a good guy. I mean, I'll put it like this. I put him on a pedestal because a lot of men just want to date women or go with them and don't want to make it a secure commitment, where this man does. He doesn't just want to date and have sex and go out. It's like, no, you're going to be my wife. And that's really what most women want, you know, let's get married. Let's not just keep going through this. You're over here and I'm here, blah, blah, blah. So That's what I'm saying. Go for it, girlfriend. I would. That's how I feel.
Okay,
so go for it.
Okay.
Yeah. Next time you call me, you tell me you're getting married. All right.
I will definitely
have a wonderful
call you if
weekend.
That happens.
Okay. Have a
you
wonderful
too.
Weekend. Thank you for calling, Nia. Be blessed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Area code 216, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Oh, let me get you off speaker. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Happy Sunday.
That doesn't bother me.
Happy Sunday.
That's okay.
Happy Sunday.
You might want to take notes, so that's okay.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, my one question. Okay.
Oh, what's your name? I'm sorry.
My name? Oh, I'm sorry. It's Sharon. I thought you got it on
okay.
caller ID, but that's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay.
Nice to
my
meet
question you. It's nice to meet you. My question to you this evening is, I am looking, well, I'm working, I got a job on contract. I took it because it's temping, but it was good money and it's benefits. Are they going to keep me till I find the job that I want?
Yes, and it'll be bizarre. It will be bizarre, but yes, they
You're
are. Because
so
you know what? Let me tell you something. Behind the scenes,
what?
They're thinking of taking you to a lateral move. Okay, you eventually want more money as a promotion, but I can tell you right now that you've got knowledge or experience.
I know.
That they can really use
I know.
You. Well, they
I
can
know.
Really use you in another department. So I see them. You're a lateral move, like you're going across the hall. But what
utilizing
does lateral
me,
move
how's that?
In I'm sorry.
Utilizing me, how's that? They're going to utilize me, how's that? Yeah, go on.
Yes, yes. But I want to tell you what I see in 3 to 6 months. You will make more money. You get a $10 bump up.
It'll be a different job, I'm sure. That's not. It's a good job. It's not where I want to stay. I'm still looking, but I'm not very quietly. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's. But you do feel in about 6 months I'll have a better job, or if it's there, it'll be a better job. How's that?
Yeah. That's what I see
Sorry,
at the company right now. The company that you're at, it'll be a better job. But they're going to come to you with a lateral movement because of your education and your skills. But once you do the lateral move, 3 to 6 months after that, you can be promoted up to a much bigger job. Like I say, I see $10. I'm being shown $10 more an hour. That's a big bump.
Because I make decent now, that would be a very, I mean, it's decent for, believe me, for temp. That would be a very decent. I'd be happy with a $5 raise, seriously.
No.
Wow. Okay.
When you do this lateral move, and like I say, 3 to 6 months, start looking at promotions. 3 to 6 months, I want you to, you know, after being there for 90 days in this other position, start looking for other jobs. Because that next job within the company, now you don't want to be there, but if you do stay, they will give you a $10 bump, and that's because of your knowledge
bleeding.
And experience in education.
You don't feel no more unemployment. That's my main question. Oh, my
no,
goodness, that was the worst.
No, they want to put you on permanently.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
No, I see them putting you on permanently. You wouldn't be doing a lateral move with them if it wasn't permanent. Yeah.
That's a good point.
No, that's good.
Okay.
I know. Your skills, what you're bringing to the company, they appreciate that. That's what I'm saying. They're talking behind your back about, well, let's put Sharon over here. We could really use her in this position. Yeah. So that's good. That says something for you as an employee.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I do trust work, but thank you. Oh, Linus, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, congratulations
to you. You get right to the point with your answers. You get right to the point. Wow. Listen. Blessings. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you for answering my question, okay?
Oh, you're most welcome, and you have a wonderful weekend, lady, and congratulations. Next year is going to be your year, so just
thank you.
Joy all around.
It's well-deserved, believe me. Oh, my God. Listen,
yes, ma'am.
It's the stress year, like you said in the beginning with the prayer. Yeah, I hear you. Have a good evening. Okay.
You too, and thank you for calling, Sharon. God bless you. Okay, area code 575, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus, this is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you doing?
Oh, just terrific.
Good. Thanks for taking my
call.
What
can I help you with? You are so sweet, Jesus. I'm just picking up on you really quick. You are so sweet and so soft. Go ahead and ask your question.
Well, I'm up against a troubled situation, and I was just wondering, how do I best overcome the attacks that I'm getting from my property manager?
Ooh. Ooh, wow. Something just went through my spirit. What is the name? Just give me his first name.
Her name is Cindy.
Okay, that's all I need. Damn, she is toxic. Excuse my language.
She is, and she's just dishonest.
Let me tell.
Don't
say anything. Let me tell you. Because when you mentioned her and said property manager, something went through my spirit, and it was not good. That's why I said damn. Like, wow.
Okay.
Let me tell you about her. She's very toxic. She's almost like a cancer. And I don't wish cancer on anybody. I've been there twice, but some cancers can be so bad, and that's how I feel about her. Her toxicity of her persona, her personality and attitude.
Mm-hmm.
She's jealous of you.
Is
one thing. You're outgoing. You're a good person. You know what? She's a sad individual. Misery loves company. She is so sad. I don't see any joy in her life. So anything that she speaks about or touches, it's miserable. You know what I mean? It's not something good where, like, she would say, oh, how are you doing, Tammy? God bless you. Hope you have a good day.
Right.
No, she'd be the kind of person like, what the hell? You know, like,
right.
You're like, what did I do? Why are you talking to me like that? What's wrong with you? Yeah, she's a very toxicity. You know what I'm going to say to you? You need to move.
Right.
You need to move, Tammy. This is not the place for you. They're going to keep this woman on because of her attitude and how she deals with, you know, other people there. And that's bad, but the owners feel like she's doing a good job. No. But I'm going to tell you, you should move. In fact, I see you. There's a place about, it's either 3 blocks or 3 miles from where you're at right now. The rent will be maybe $25 more. Sorry for that. It'll be about $25. It'll be a little bit more room than what you have right now. It's bigger, square feet-wise. But it's older people that live in this complex. It looks like a fourplex, like 2 up, 2 down. And so there's like 5 buildings. But they're fourplexes. But it's older people in there. I'd say like, maybe from 48 up to 60. So it's quiet. And it's good vibes. I'm feeling good energy.
Right.
So it's either 3 blocks or 3 miles from where you're at right now. In fact, I see you moving there around the 1st of December. So next month will be your last month at that place. Things will come together that you will be able to move. Okay, so don't worry about go ahead.
Do I put in writing my disagreement with her because she's come up against me legally and lying about me? Will I be successful in,
Yes. Oh, yeah, cover yourself, but she's bad. She's bad news, period, Tammy, all the way around. You'll never get through to her. And like I said, the owners of the complex, they like the way she's running the place, so that's bad, too. You know, they're not really coming out there seeing. But, yes,
The owner is an elderly lady. Can I not reach out to her?
Do you want to stay there under the auspices of this woman?
No,
really?
I want some more time to get out.
Well, you will have the month of November.
Okay.
Write your letters. You will have the month of November. What did they give you? I'm not picking up that they gave you a 30-day notice or a 20-day notice to get out.
No, she just filed some paperwork that are not truthful.
Okay. Well, then you rebuttal that and let them know that, rebuttal that, but let the owner know and her too, and always make copies. Whatever that you write or receive, make copies for your own file, okay? So if you do have to secure an attorney, you have your paperwork as well. Yes, do write that, but I want you to tell her next month that you're putting in a 30-day notice that you will be out by the 31st of November. So you're going to be kind of busy for the next, I mean, write your stuff, but you're going to be busy here the 1st of November finding a new place. But you need to get away from that woman. That's just toxic. You'll never be happy. You will not be happy there as long as that woman's there, and she's not going to get rid of her.
Okay.
You know, but if you put it out there that you want to move, the universe will come together to help you. You're a good person, a good spirit. I can feel this off of you. That's why I said you're so sweet. And, yeah, the woman's toxic. Whatever that you feel about this woman, trust me, you're right. You're right. She's a bitch. Bottom line, she's a bitch. You don't need to be there. No, that's not you. That's not you, Tammy. You're beyond that. You're a good person, good spirit, lovely young woman. You don't need to be there. So I'm just asking you to put your notice in November and tell them, you know, when you pay your rent the 1st of November, you're out of there by the end of the month. That's why I said you're going to be busy next month. Yeah. And you will. Look for this building. Like I'm telling you, it's three blocks or 3 miles from you. Brown.
What color is brown?
Brown. Yeah, it's a brown complex that I'm seeing. But it's a fourplex, so you'll know. Like I said, it's like five buildings in this place, but it's the buildings are fourplex, two up and two down. And like I said, and it's older people there. And it's very quiet, very nice, and you'll feel good going to work, coming home, and, you know, you'll feel good there. You'll be there for, Spirit is showing me, about 6 years, and then you'll move on.
Really?
Yep. Yep. But you'll be happy. Good neighbors, too. I mean, the neighbors will be watching out for you. You know, you'll be like their daughter. You know, because you're young and they're older people, and you'll be like a daughter that they kind of watch out for. I'm telling you, it's a good place. So remember what the building looked like. It's brown and it's fourplex, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And continue to stand up for yourself. You're doing good,
thank
kiddo.
You.
All right. Have a good week. All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's see. We've got area code 402. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Sharon. Let me take you off speaker. Yet another Sharon today.
Okay, that's all right. How are you doing, Sharon?
Oh, I'm okay, honey. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, you sound
call.
A little down.
I'm
you
sorry.
Sound a little down. Tears are close.
Yeah.
I can feel it. Okay, tell me what's going on.
Oh, so many things.
Your question.
So I don't know. Right. You see any love relationship coming?
Are you involved right now?
Not really.
Okay. Not really. Your heart is hurting. That's why I felt you down. Your heart is aching. Okay.
Yeah.
Give me the guy's first name.
Something
there. Just his first name. I don't. Tim.
Jim.
Jim. J-I-M. Okay. That's all I need. Woo! First thing, Spirit want me to tell you, we are in Mercury retrograde. So if things been crazy between you, I said that at the beginning of the show. We're in Mercury retrograde, which means if shit can happen bad, it will. You know, we just have to be strong and pray through it. But anyway, I'm feeling right now the Mercury retrograde has had an effect on this relationship. So let me ask about him. Yeah, he's confused, obliterated, angry. He's just in a confused state. He doesn't understand. Honey, we just went through Mercury retrograde. But he doesn't even know about that to understand that. He feels sometimes that you're not listening to him. He's trying to get an understanding. His communication is not the best either, though. So, you know, he's kind of contradictory. He feels for you. He cares about you. But yet, on the other hand, it's like he's a reluctance there. Let me ask. Oh, this just came up. It's like all of a sudden, wow. You guys were doing good, and then all of a sudden it went like from sugar to shit. Excuse my language. It was like,
right.
No, like somebody
exactly
clapping their
happened.
Hands like, what the hell happened?
That's
yeah.
Exactly it. There's people trying to come between us and miscommunication. And
yeah, because you guys were doing fine. I'm going to tell you, I don't see so much people coming between you. It's this energy. It's Mercury retrograde, believe me. I felt it at the beginning when I started talking to you. It's Mercury retrograde, and it's put him in such a confused state. That's why I saw that the guy really cares about you, but yet there's a reluctance. It really messed with him during this 4-week cycle, which I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? He needs a little space right now to understand some things. Is he close with a sister? He has a sister that he's close to?
Yes.
Okay. She tries to be logical. She does. She doesn't talk against you or anything. She tries to be logical with him when she tells him, like, well, did you look at this or, you know, did you think about that? So she's in your corner, believe it or not. She's in your corner. Yeah, I see that she likes you. She does, although she's dealing with issues herself in her life. But the brother and sister, they're close. He just needs a little, this is what I'm going to tell you. Give him 7 days. Give him 1 week. And then I want you to call him and get in touch with him, and you two sit down and talk. Because you had a good thing going. You two did, and it just boop, like a knife, just cut it in half, and you know, and
right.
You split up, and you shouldn't have. You two really shouldn't
right.
have split up. So I'm asking you, give him 7 days. I want you to call him. You two get together, whether it's walking along, going for a long walk, or maybe having dinner. I don't see you two eating, but just talking. You know, talking,
uh-huh.
But I want you to be where the energy is good. So it's like if you sit out on your deck or your porch or go for a walk,
uh-huh.
but you both feel good, the energy. There's no phone calls coming in. There's nothing to disturb you, in other words. So that's
right.
why I said maybe go for a walk where, yeah, you may have your cellular phones, but turn them off. It's just you and him.
Yeah.
And you two will come back together slowly but surely. You two will get together again, but it's going to take communication, maybe a lot in the initial, in the beginning, but that's okay. And pray that the negativity stays away. You know, I do the prayer at the beginning where I say, you know, whatever they sent to us, if it's not for the good, then send it back. So I want you to do the same prayer. If there's negativity and bad energy coming towards you and Jim, send it back. It will not be accepted because what you two have is pure love, you know, and you're not going to let other things come between you. But, yeah, but you two will get back together. It's just going to be slowly. Like I see probably right after Christmas. If it's not during Christmas week, it'll be right after Christmas before New Year's. You two will get back together. And you'll be more happy than you are right now. So, you know, you just it's almost like you're starting over again and you two are building up to even better than
Thank
we were
you,
before.
Honey.
Yeah, but you, yeah, I'm sorry that happened. You know, oh, God, this was the worst Mercury retrograde. We go through this, all of us do, 3 times a year, but this one was
the worst. Has it been going on for a year? Because that's about what it is.
No. No, it happens 3 times in the year. It's like every 3 months or something, and then we'll get it. But anyway, do like I asked. 7 days, give him
All
a break,
right.
don't say anything, and then call him, and you two go somewhere where it's just the two of you, nobody else, no kids, no grandkids, nobody, just the two of you, and talk.
Okay.
And it will build up that you two will get back together again where you're loving and enjoy each other's company and stuff. So like I said, look for either the week of Christmas or right after Christmas, you two will be back together again, okay?
Oh,
and again,
honey, thank you.
Just from me, I'm sorry that you two had to go through this. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you'll be better.
Yeah.
You'll be all even right, greater. All right.
Okay.
Have a good one, Sharon,
thanks.
And God bless you.
You too, honey. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Area code 631. You're on the air with Lenis. Area code 631.
Yes, hi. I was wondering what you saw with my love life. My name is Suzanne.
Okay, Suzanne. Ooh, Suzanne, you're a woman that don't take no shit. Just got me cursing today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. It's the angels and the spirits around me because it's so profound. But I can feel you. It's like you don't take no mess, so they better come correct. Okay, Susan, let's see. In other words, you stand up for yourself, which is good. Love life. Well, sometimes, Susan, you could take it or leave it. I mean, you enjoy companionship. I see that.
Well, I have. One person I just started dating, a couple of dates. Another one came back from the past. Another one I don't know what he wants. And another one I've seen for almost 3 years, and he seems like he's getting closer, but I'm not sure. Oh, God.
Ooh. All right, Mama Sita. The woman of the hour. Well, that must be why I say you could take it or leave it, because you have a choice of four.
Well, not really a choice. I don't know. I'm looking for a relationship.
Okay. What I would tell you is to be very clear about what it is that you want, what you will and will not accept from a man. And also, you need to put it out to the universe that you're ready to settle down.
Do you see it with any of them?
I see Mark. Who's Mark?
I don't know anybody.
Okay, well, they're showing me the name Mark. Is there one of the guys, something that sounds like Mark? Michael? Or something, I don't know, but I'm seeing Mark. Okay. Well, they're showing me the name Mark. Mark is 45 to 48 years old, and you're going to meet him during Halloween. That's what they just told me.
How? Not going to any parties yet.
They said by you socializing. So however that you socialize during the Halloween week, you'll meet this guy, Mark. He's a little thick. Not fat, but he's thick. Thickly built, tall, okay, they're telling me, all these men around you, please decide who it is that you want to be with. Okay, that's what they're telling me now. Mark is coming up, but the spirit is saying all these men around you, just pick one. That's why I got that at the beginning. You could, you know, yay or nay, either way.
Well, I'm not sure about them. You know, one I just went on two dates. One I've known for 3 years. One was in the past that I knew 2 years ago. And one is just a neighbor. I think he just wants to be friends. That's what, I don't know.
Well, that's up to you. So the universe is telling you it's up to you. You decide what you want. Make it clear.
But
so there's no one specific. Yeah, the only specific thing was the spirit showed me Mark. And he was 48 to 50 and, you know, a little thick of a guy, and you'll meet him during the Halloween holiday. So that's the only guy that they showed me. But the universe said, you pick one out. So I guess, you know, it's like you're looking at all these guys. Pick one and work with that relationship.
But I don't know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, pick one and work with the relationship. You have options.
Oh, God. Excuse me. Well, I don't know.
Have options. So there you go, Susan.
I don't know if I do because I don't know if they like me.
Susan.
Yeah.
Can I say something? This is Brenda.
Yes. Hi, Bren. Go ahead.
No, because when she got on the air, the first thing I saw was like this big, giant tree. Which one has a big, giant tree in their front yard or out on the parking strip?
Don't know because I've never been, I don't know.
Interesting. Well, there's something about a big, giant tree for you and the one that matters most to you or will matter most to you. It almost looks like it's in the parking strip, but it's somewhere at their residence. But anyway, that's what came to me when you first started speaking and you asked
now,
about
is that
your love life.
Is that the one Mark I'm going to meet, or is that the one of the four?
I get things slightly different than Lennis, but it's really bonging about this tree. It's a big trunk, and it's older, and
Do I have to ask all of them if they have a tree?
Huh?
Do I have to ask all of them if they have a big tree? Niche house.
Well, see, you know what's interesting is that you're so unsure. But it's. I think you'll see it. You'll notice it, and maybe you'll notice it when you finally feel that feeling. Like you're just like, oh, this is the one, and then you'll be standing there. You'll both be standing there, either right next to that tree, or you realize it's in front of his house. Something like that. And I'm not saying go stand next to big giant trees and wait for someone to happen upon you. I the first time it came into vision, it was almost like you would meet that person right there on the corner. So I don't know if you are going to start walking with him. I don't know if you're going to happen into him or for some reason you meet there, but there's something about that tree.
And okay,
it's like
that down.
It's not going away. So that's what I have to offer to you. It may or may not be helpful.
All right, well, thank you. You're welcome, Sharon. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Have a good week. Oh, look, now it's not even the thing. Is not even, okay. Area code 313, you're on the line with Lennis. Thanks, Brenda. Okay, who's this?
Sherelle, how are you?
Hi, Sherelle. We're doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Yes, I had a question about work, and I've been looking for a job over a year now, and I have not have anything new coming up. So do you see a job coming up soon for me?
Okay.
And I've been applying for receptionist, clerical, front desk, cashier, customer service. But it's nothing. I don't know what it is that's stopping me from receiving an interview or a new job. I'm tired of my job, my current job. Now that you continue.
So you're working. You are working
yes.
now. Okay.
Yes, but
you made it sound like
so
you
stressful.
Haven't had a job for a year.
No. It's just my current job is too stressful. It's overwhelming. I've been there too long.
Okay.
Are you in management currently now?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's interesting. The first thing that came up with me for you is you're looking at all the wrong jobs.
Really?
Like, yeah, they're not fitting you at all. And then the other thing that came is that you need to be looking at something actually a little bit higher than those jobs that you think are suited for you. I don't know if this is a self-esteem issue or what. Maybe your current job makes you feel like you can't really do much better, but, you know, most people it's like
it
are
too.
So you actually need to look a bit higher in station or position.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, I do
have
a manager. I do have a manager ability to proceed and go on to the next level, but not at that place. I wouldn't do.
Well, then go for what you know, sister. That's the first thing that came up. But when you, even before you said you were looking for a job, I thought employment, and then you said it, and then the next thing that came is she's looking at all the wrong jobs for her. Then the next thing that came was she needs to be going higher.
So what So what do I need to be looking for? I don't know. Because I apply for what I'm more experienced, more good at, experienced at.
And then it's time for you to step out of your comfort level.
Okay.
And stretch up a little bit higher and start looking for positions that might be a little bit above what you think is your pay grade or a little bit higher than what you've been doing. And just start going with, you know, I'm looking to move up and to this and that. If they're like, well, you know, we'd like to have more of this or this or that. It's like, okay, well, if you have a position that's going to have more mobility, then that's what I'm looking for. You basically are in stagnation.
Okay, so when you were saying that, I've been looking every place but the wrong. So that's saying that I won't be receiving or expecting a call or an interview, so correct?
I'm not saying that, because if you actually start applying somewhere that's for a position that's actually better suited for you, what I'm saying to you, it's not that these places aren't best for you. Maybe you need to relook at the positions that you're
applying for.
And you could still go back and put in an application for something a little bit higher.
Okay.
If you're looking for a receptionist, you might want to look for something like office assistant or office manager, or maybe you want to look for something that's a position that's being trained to train others, something.
Yeah, I want to do that, but I have no experience as far as, like, office software manager. So.
Well, I don't know what
Linus, haven't been applying.
But you can get on the job training, trust me. You just, it's almost like you're going to walk, it's almost like, yeah, it's like, it might come when you least expect it or somewhere where you don't expect it. Already, you're just selling yourself short. That's all I can say.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, Sherelle. We wish you the very best.
You're
welcome, honey. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, area code 347. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Anthony. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Terrific. What can we help you with?
I'm interested in three girls. One name is Kelsey, the other one is Abby, and the last one is Michelle. Which one should I pursue the hardest?
Kelsey, Abby, and Michelle.
Yes.
Okay. Good question.
I'm
picking up Abby.
I was just, okay, before you even started, even gave the names, I got an A name, although
yeah,
I heard something
Abby.
Like Annalise or something, but it was the A, and I thought if there's an A name, then I would go that direction.
Yeah,
for
Abby.
Now.
Yeah, Abby. Kelsey will be a good sexual partner. Michelle, you may have to deal with attitude now and then, but Abby is the best match for you, is Abby.
Wow. Okay. Now, do you do calls over the phone? Because I was trying to find out how to set up a session with you.
Oh, it's theessenceofsuccess.com. All together. Well, TheEssenceOfSuccess.com. That's my website. You go on there at the top of the page. It says intuitive readings. Just click on that, and you get me.
Okay. And then do you do it over the phone, or do I have to be in person?
Yeah. Uh-huh. No. I do it over the phone. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. All right.
No problem. When you click on there, intuitive reading, yeah, it'll come right to me, and then I'll call you and we'll make an appointment.
Okay. So
yeah.
Abby. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
So Abby is the answer.
Yes, Abby. Yep. That's what me and Brenda
three.
Both got.
Yep.
Yep, Abby's the one. Like I said, the
wow.
first one, Kelsey, good sex partner. I'm not saying that Abby wouldn't be, but Kelsey would be like, you would be friends with benefits, you know. And Michelle would be okay, but she has an attitude now and then. That's something you would have to work through. So, but Abby's the one.
Wow.
That's not
much.
Who you wanted, was it? You asked who was the best, and me and Brenda are telling you the best one is Abby, babe.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and go to my website. I'll be glad to do a reading for you. We can get more in depth if you like.
Thank you
no
very
problem.
Much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Anthony, and you have a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, area code 781, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hello. Hi.
Brenda.
Hi there. My name is Bryn, B-R-Y-N. And I'd like to know if there's any message I need to hear from my guides or anything that is important to hear at this time in my life.
Something industrial is going on with you, either in the industrial factor or what you're trying to deal with or what you're trying to manifest.
Hmm. What do you mean industrial?
It's the first thing that came up with you before you even asked about your spiritual guides. So when you started speaking, industrial came up.
Huh.
Do you...
I don't know what that means. I'm not associated with any kind of industrial type thing. I do foot reflexology massage therapy. I do artwork and Reiki energy healing and that type of
thing.
Yeah.
Are you looking for more clients?
Yeah, I'm always looking for more clients.
There you go.
Yes, maybe that's the
Industrial region, something like that is going to work in your favor.
Industrial region, huh.
Yeah, not where you would consider to be your typical clients, right?
I see, I have to look into industry. I know,
it sounds really confusing. I guess industrial... The first thing that it's almost like it's more business related, less esoteric. Do you have a lot of business clients?
I have different clients.
Business workers.
You mean executives? Is that what you're talking
there
about?
Or something? Yeah, in that corporate world.
No, I don't. I don't have...
I bet you would be popular beyond your expectations if you start spraying into the corporate field, offering your services.
Huh.
There's something about that that's going to be a big benefit to you. Most likely it's going to be your client base will improve. It's completely against what you would think because of the kind of work you're doing in your nature. You would think that you do well with people like possibly Lennis or me or people who seem real holistic. Trust me, they're hungering for the information that you have to offer.
Actually, I can understand that because, maybe you think about it, people in that area of life, they don't have that much exposure to that, and secretly they probably, like you say, are hungry for that type of therapeutic type of modality or what I might have to offer, I guess is what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't know if it's one of your clients, but somebody who's connected more to the corporate world, you might try to ask them about, hey, I offer some great services like reflexology and stuff, and I could do some workshops. you know, or maybe even their business fairs.
Okay.
It's almost going to be overwhelming for you.
Huh. That's interesting because I'm trying to, as today I've been trying to put together a small basic workshop on foot reflexology. Just I'm putting down notes because I never really done much teaching in my life, and I feel like I'm meant to teach, but I've kind of avoided it because of fear and all that stupid stuff, but...
Can I tell you what I saw, Brian?
Yeah, it's Brian.
Okay, I saw that you're a hybrid and that you do give visitations. And because you asked what were the spirits seeing for you, they told me that you need to be kinder to yourself and don't doubt. Don't doubt your abilities, but to be kinder to yourself.
What do you mean by hybrid?
You're more than human.
Okay. Yeah, I've been told that before.
Yeah. You're more than human. That's why I saw you as a hybrid. But
okay.
And you do get visitations. So sometimes when things are around you or odd things happen, that's just them visiting you to see if you're still on track. But they want you to be kinder to yourself.
Yeah,
and
that's very relevant.
Don't doubt your abilities.
Right. Yeah.
So and Brenda brought up the other part for you to go into, you know, helping in the corporate world. So
interesting, sort of enlightening, opening that world up where maybe it needs it more.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Well, they love that. They actually have in the government, they have. Things where they can actually set up workshops. You can get on their list of workshops, and then they go through in different areas of the government. If you're in the area or the price is right, you know, maybe I don't know if it's like $5,000 a training session where you'll go over reflexology and ways to help balance out energies and circulation and, you know, spirits, things like that, which you think, what does that have to do with government? They actually will call, and then they'll say, hey, we have a workshop coming up on this week or a weekend, and we'd like to do a workshop with this or that. And and I'm just going to tell you how far afield it goes. When I was working for Census Bureau, division I was working in, they actually did a drum making session for one of these conferences. And I said, well, how do the people get on that? Just get on the list. And that's so all the surprising things that our government does. But.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that's necessarily the way to go. I'm just saying that the corporate field is a big, there's a lot of opportunities for you to offer your services, and I think putting together a workshop is brilliant.
Okay.
For you.
Interesting. Yeah. Well,
they don't know. You're the expert, okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You never come at them like, well, I hope this works for you. It's like, you totally talk to them like, this is how you balance this. You know this, and you know this more than them. Even if somebody says, well, I've been told such and such. It's like, well, this is what works from all my experience.
Right.
There's always going to be someone who wants to, you know, be a know-it-all. If they're so knowledgeable, why are they there?
Thank you, Bryn, for calling in. We do appreciate it, and I hope that Bryn and I were able to answer your question.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you both. It's very interesting.
You're welcome.
Very right on. Thanks. Take care.
Okay. Have a good week. Thank you for calling. Okay, area code 415. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sophia. How are you?
Okay, say your name again. That was pretty.
This is Sophia. How are you?
Oh, Sophia. Okay,
yes,
doing
beautiful
great.
Linus. How are you?
Yes, fine. And you, young lady?
I'm doing great, thank you. I was thinking, looking at your picture, I knew for a while you reminded me of somebody, but I couldn't think of who. And it came up, it came in my brain the other day, Eartha Kitt.
Oh, I've heard
something
that
about you. Something about you reminds me of her, and I love Eartha Kitt. I think she is amazing.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're
heard
welcome.
That either Eartha Kitt and the younger one is a Queen Latifah. Our favorite Queen Latifah, or the older
I could
set
see
is
that
Eartha Kitt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she really speaks her mind, doesn't she, Queen Latifah? Yes.
Yeah, got that part of her down real good, Sharon.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
So my question is like the other the caller before me. I wondered what maybe the angels have to say, a message they may want to bring to me.
Oh, okay. Sophia, why do I see you with a stick hitting a man? But it's the legs. It's almost like a mother whooping a child. But you have this long yardstick, and you're like tapping those legs. It's just like discipline.
Okay. It sounds like my son.
Okay. Because, I mean, it's not like you're whooping him hard, but just it's just like a mother, like, no, you stop.
Right,
that. You know better.
Yeah.
I see.
Well, because he's gotten to the point now, as he becomes more, you know, of a man, that now he wants to tell me what I should be doing, and he wants to be the boss of me. And so I had to tell him, cut it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fun.
I think it's interesting that Lennis would bring up your son. The first thing that came up to me is social. You need to be socializing more. And I think that your son gets in the way of your personal life.
He just like thinks I should be doing this and that and the other. And
exactly. And
yeah.
So it's like dad is in-house instead of son. And you've apparently allowed him to some extent. But you're rising up. You're trying to break free of mom and dad, your son. And,
yeah, well, it's weird.
Yeah,
it wasn't like that. And then, like, the last
that
few
out
years.
And socialize.
Yeah. It's
you
really
have
weird.
This magnanimous personality and spirit. And it sounds like you've put most of your energy into him for a long time. So it's time for you to expand out for you. It's,
yeah.
You know,
I was
time.
A mom to two kids, so yeah. I mean, that's a mom thing, yeah.
Well, yes, I get that, but your
yeah.
parents are saying it's time for you to be social,
yeah.
Sophia.
Yeah, yeah.
You are due.
Yeah. No, he doesn't live with me now because he's a man and he has his own place. But, you know, it's
yes.
funny because I met a woman who told me her son was doing that to her. And she told me this like 3 years ago. And I thought, wow, that's like bizarre, you know. And then all of a sudden, 2 years later, here's my son trying to do it. So I don't know if guys go through that phase. I don't know. But
yeah.
You're right. I mean, I have been doing things for myself, so... you know, they just think they know the best, I guess. So he doesn't have
yeah,
a girlfriend to boss around.
Yeah, boys have a way of owning their mothers. It can happen.
Yeah, it's like really funny. That's really,
yeah.
really funny. That was good, Lennis, and I have been putting my foot down and just not letting him get away with it.
Okay.
I know you love me. I know you love me, but... just quit it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's what that is. Okay. The long arm of mom. But what I got from the spirit world blends right in what Brenda was saying. They're telling me to tell you, love you.
Mm-hmm.
Love you. And which Brenda said, socializing, but that's loving
right.
you. So it's time for Sophia to love Sophia and do
yeah.
you, girlfriend.
Yeah, you remember I injured my back and it's just getting better, but I have been beginning to, and I just found my photography teacher. So I was shopping for one and I just found him. So I wanted to make sure to find the right one, and I have a language, somebody that I do language with. I help them with English, and they help me with French. And, I studied French for 3 years, so I don't want to lose it. So, yeah, mom definitely deserves to have a life. I got my degree a year ago. I graduated. So, mom is definitely
in what?
I graduated with my degree in French.
In?
French.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah, so now I have a student. I help her. She's French, and I help her with English. And she's here to improve her English, and she helps me with French. So,
that's beautiful.
Well, get ready, Sharon, because I have a feeling you're getting ready to move towards the romance line a lot. It's coming.
A romance coming?
It's coming. It's going to hit you.
I like how she says it's going to hit you.
Well, the reason I say that is because I don't think you're really expecting it to happen when it does, and it's going to be a little bit sooner than you. I think that you probably want to take things a little bit slower, but all of a sudden it's just there. But all these connections that you're making and what you're doing is really moving, it's positioning you where you need to be.
Okay. Yeah,
and your son, see, Lennis, that son is going to be an issue because, he's like the dad, be home by 10 o'clock. I didn't meet that guy. I don't think that's the one for you. You're gonna have
funny.
To rise up and say, I'm the mama here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're both adults, and I let you be an adult. So, listen, I was an adult before you came along.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. That's good. I definitely want to hear what he has to say, but I have to make my own decisions. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm so... Lennis told me I was going to hear from someone that I have a long connection with. So I'm any day now. You said so. I'm hanging in there.
So then you are
least expected, Brenda.
Yeah.
Kind of
he's expected
that when you least expect it. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So I remember you said he was working on it. So. Getting himself here. So I don't want to ask any more questions because I know there are other people waiting, but thank you for that very much. And so I know I'm doing the right thing. I'm standing my ground, as they say.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And enjoy Sophia and love Sophia, whatever that entails, continual learning, laughing, loving, whatever that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Love you. Yep.
Will
love
do.
You.
You're so attractive. Yeah, with your personality, your presence.
Thank you. So yeah, no, I like to have fun. I like to have fun. I like people to have fun. I like people to get along. You know what I mean? I like people to respect each other and have a good time. I just think, hey, we're all in this together, right?
Exactly.
Amen. That's right.
Let's make the best of it.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Sophia, for calling. And
my
you have
pleasure.
A wonderful week and
you
love
too.
Yourself, woman. I know you do. I know you do.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Right.
You're
nice
welcome. Have a good
you.
Week.
I know I'm going in the right.
Uh-oh. Accidentally cut her off. Uh-oh. Oh, well.
Yes, you are going in the right direction, Sophia.
Yes, you are.
Area code 904, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi there. My name is Patty.
Sorry, I'm not clapping for you. There's a gnat that's flying in front of me trying to kill. Okay, 904 is Patty. Patty, welcome to the show. We're so glad that you're here. How can we help
you? I'm thinking of taking another position beginning next month with another company doing the same marketing work that I'm doing. And I just wanted, it all feels right to me. I just wanted to see if you think it's a better opportunity. It is short term because I'm really looking to trying to get out of this business and find something new. But in the interim, I think it would work a little bit better. So I just want to see what you get on it. Or any changes coming up.
I'm getting a headache right now. Are you,
yeah,
you're not happy
like
where you're at?
Yeah, but she she says you're not happy where you're at, but I'm also feeling like it's not that, I don't know, like in the next couple months, I don't know. I'm getting a delay or a, it's not quite the right time. It's the right thought process, but it's not the right time to move. I don't know why.
First of the year. You'll
okay.
start a new job by the second week of January.
Oh.
So you're going to have to hang tight till the end of the year. You need to start applying in November and December, but you will start a new position the second week of January.
Do you think it's in this area or more or another area? The same area I'm in? Because I'm sort of here on a temporary kind of basis. I've really lived in Florida for 20-something years, and I just kind of came here to visit friends, get a change, and try out up here, but it's a colder climate, and I think I'm too spoiled now.
I don't know, but I just see that you'll be working another position. I'm not seeing moving because I didn't ask that. I asked about the job, and so that was your question. And it just it just told me that January, second week of January, you'll be working somewhere else new, and it's permanent.
Were you
position.
Looking to? I'm not sure where your heart was, but all I'm saying is it's not a good time to do change.
Okay.
Not the best time to do change.
Okay.
I'd go with Linus for the after the first of the year.
It's just almost start putting
like
your feelers out.
Check what's out there, but. Yeah, I think you're getting. I think you're at least in the region you want to be in. Something.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, it's just a delay. It's a delay, but also it's just I don't think it's the time. I'm getting it's not the time to change. Even though you're just frothing at the bit to move. I think you just want change. I don't think you necessarily. Want to move, but you just want to feel some change.
Right.
Like
yeah.
things are a little stagnant for you, but there's a safety for you at the moment. Like your situation is actually, it's good. Let it stay pat. Like, right? Stay pat, stay on this hand for now.
Okay.
You know? Something's going to have been thrown on the table and you're going to realize, okay, that's my card, and then it's time. But it's not going to be where you're sort of confused. You're going to be like, yeah, this is it. This is it. You'll know it as sure as you know your name. Trust me.
Okay. All right. So towards January.
Yep. So be applying November and December because you will start work at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Patty. And
thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Brenda. We've got Brenda today. Yay! on the Essence of Success Radio Network, that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is in there to answer questions for you. She's also a psychic and a Reiki master. So do utilize her and be kind and rewind. So, okay, next call. We're area code 678. 678, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is Regina.
Hi, Regina. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Terrific.
Yes, my question is about my career and where it's heading. Right now I'm working two jobs at the moment. I just want to see if something come up that I won't have to have these two jobs and I just stay with one.
I saw something white. Almost looked like the Pillsbury Doughboy. But if I saw that, that would tell me it's the food industry.
Yeah. Do you have any special skills that you do at home?
Right now, I do makeup on the side.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would really like to go into that one but at the same time, working these two jobs, I just don't have time to, like,
right.
really, you know, really pursue it the way I want to.
Right.
So, and plus this is, like, my bread and butter. So, I mean, I can't really rely on makeup at the moment.
You can do that at Nordstrom's. Apply.
Okay.
As a weekend on Saturday, Friday and Saturday, because those are when women go out and they'd like their makeup to look, you know, good. But I see you going into that at Nordstrom's. But it's part-time. It's only like a couple of days a week. But
and that's
it's building
fine.
It's building your reputation,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you eventually, this is down the road, you'll be able to open your own shop and do makeup for people. So what it is,
and
I'm
getting home.
Yeah,
home.
That's what I see, too.
It's
she starts doing
up
it out of her
you.
Home years later. Yeah.
And since you're asking about career, I'm thinking, yeah, you're going to be able to either start your own business or do it from home. Maybe when girls are getting ready to do prom or whatever, or they get ready for weddings, maybe you do a makeup package so that you prepare all the bridesmaids or, you know, a group of girls before their prom.
Yeah.
They come to your house, they get this, that. I don't know what it is, but something mm-hmm. about home, which tells me that you have a really good skill. It's marketable, and it's able to sustain you. So
okay.
you might want to look into that. One of my friends did that with photography, and she started with really low-cost packages, and it just flew out the window. People are still trying
uh-huh.
to get a hold of her, and she can't particularly do it at the moment, but her stuff was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, cause my dream is to become professional makeup artist, and like I'm going through something at the moment that it's like it forced me to work two jobs, and like Friday said, that's the time I work the second job, the part time job, and so like Sunday is like really my free day that I can just relax, and I get so exhausted, and it's like I just need that time to relax. And, like, I'm just not getting over a bad cold. So I'm just trying to learn how to balance it out because I'm working a full-time job as well.
You might want to just every once in a while or every other week try to see what kind of packages that you could schedule if somebody put the word out that, you know, just slowly build up a clientele.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe not all your Sundays, but maybe once a month, you know, or maybe plan it when there's a big homecoming or prom or winter dance or winter weddings. Maybe good.
Right.
Trust me, something, or maybe even check out a hair salon that, you know, where you can help women do makeovers before big events. Something, yeah, that where the funding is coming to you, and you're going to
uh-huh.
be able to, you know, get a little bit more money the more established you become. So you're putting all this time and energy out with your other jobs, but remember, investing in yourself is going to give you even more payback.
Exactly, and that's the thing I hate about it. It's just because I'm forced to have these two jobs. I can't let them go.
Try not to go with the negative. Here's what I would say to you is think in terms of, okay, these jobs are affording me the ability to plan or set something aside or get me to where I'm going. They're stepping stones. Let the hate go and just look at the benefits you're getting, whether it's financial, possibly you're actually coming into contact with potential clients. Just keep your heart and your mind to a higher level. And then it's going to be easier for you to deal with those jobs, and something will start to align for you.
Mm-hmm.
And just start telling yourself that. This is the career I'm looking for, and everything I do is setting me up for my own business, my own successful clientele business.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you do that, the more known you're going to become. And makeup artists, a lot of makeup artists, that's the way they were found.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Do someone's makeup,
yeah.
And they're like, oh, she did a great job. Yeah.
Yeah, I did a good bit last month with my makeup. I was able to squeeze it in. But, like, this month has been kind of slow, and that's okay. But I've been taking classes as well to learn different techniques and keeping up with the trends as well. So I try to be more involved in makeup, even though if I'm not doing it, at least I'm doing something educational with it. So when something approach, I know how to do it.
How is she having less work on the Halloween month? This is the time.
I know. It's just so hard to find somebody because everybody else snatched them up. And it's like I'm letting people know that I'm available and, you know, in each way, business cards or Facebook or something like that. And, you know, I'm not getting anything. And I try other social media sites as well.
Well, can I tell you, Regina, what I saw for you?
Yes.
Okay, I saw you working at Nordstrom's. You're going to end that two-job thing in January where you'll just have the one job. I don't see you doing two. In January, it stops. February is when your makeup, what you want to do, is going to take off.
Oh, that
that's what I got that in February. Huh? So in February, Valentine's Day comes up too, but Brenda gave you a lot of suggestions for different places to use your talents. So, but
right.
I see in February, you doing makeup for people, it takes off.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I see you working at
that.
Nordstrom's. Yeah, but I see you working at Nordstrom's. And it's like just a couple of days a week, but it's connections and networking for you.
Now, could I ask you, the Nordstrom, is it like the one that's close to me or is it a little further out?
I didn't get any particular distance, just said Nordstrom.
Okay.
I go for the one that's closest to you.
Yeah, I know, right?
Just
straight down the street.
And
that's great because if I can just, you know, once I get over my personal changes that I'm going through and I can just be focusing on one and then take off from there, that would be awesome. You know,
yep.
And everything would cover. Yeah, because the only reason why it's like that because I have to pay the bills. I have to, you know, make sure my kids got things, and I do. And, you know, and I know the Lord will provide. I do know that. It's just
well,
right
when
now
you're
I have to. Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to do those two jobs to the end of the year, but I want to tell you that right after the holidays, you need to apply at Nordstrom. So I would do that in January because they will hire you. They're going to take a chance on you and hire you. So remember, networking
yes.
when you're doing makeup for people. But February, whatever that comes about, you get known. I mean, people are they're starting to hear your name around and the service that you do on makeup.
Oh,
and
wow.
take pictures. Get a portfolio together of your work.
Yep.
Yes, I am doing that. Yes, I am.
Perfect.
I do have that. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Well, thank you, ladies.
You're welcome, and we wish you the very best. Yes.
All right, then. I'll keep you updated.
Okay. Thank you, Regina, for calling.
Thanks.
Have a good week.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow, we're getting down. Area code 708, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Oh, hey.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Honeybee.
Honeybee. Oh, Honeybee. Oh, my God.
I'm
how are you doing, woman?
Hey,
what you
oh,
want?
Oh, my God. I was chatting with Nina. I got so caught up, I forgot I had the phone in my ear.
Oh, Honeybee, how are you doing, young lady?
Nah, it could be better, but it could be worse, too, so I'm okay.
Okay. Well, what can Gaia Lennis answer for you?
Okay, what you told me a few weeks ago about the woman who was poisonous or venomous or something like that was true.
Thank you for the validation.
As far as that job goes, yes, very much so. As far as the job goes, I feel like I am there for a reason. I like to use the word stuck because that's what it feels like, and I don't like it, but I know it's for a reason. So I applied for a transfer, and I got sabotaged. My boss bribed another lady into not hiring me because they said I was too valuable. You told me to ask for a raise, but I don't have the nerve to do it. So what I really want to know is I need a soulmate. If I have to deal with this type of stuff in my life, I need somebody I can turn to and vent.
Who's Archie? I got right away. Who's Archie? A-R-C-H-I-E.
I don't know. The comic book guy? I don't know if I know any Archies. I'll have to investigate.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Archie and Veronica and all that. Okay.
And
it just hit me,
yeah.
That comic book. Yeah, my daughter used to love to read those. No, but I got the name Archie right away.
Cool.
In fact, Spirit tells me he's waiting. He's just waiting. He's like standing in the hallway.
Where is he?
What do
Which
you pick
hallway?
Up, Brenda? Because I am. I see that the man is around her. She's not. She hasn't physically met him, but I see him standing in the hallway, and he's looking down the hall at you.
Yeah. I wasn't picking up anything yet. I mean, so.
Well, let's see, honey. I'm kidding, Archie. Yeah, this man is not far from you. He's within your realm. I still
That's
see him looking
Nina
down
said.
The hall. I see him standing there against the wall, and he's got his head turned, and he's just looking at you. I mean, why he's not coming up speaking to you, I don't know. But he's staring at you. You know, have you met anybody lately that you just kind of passed by? Like, whatever.
That's all
you know,
about
you didn't show an interest. Oh, Lord have mercy, honeybee. No, but this guy, you've passed him. That's why he's staring at you. Evidently, he must have spoke with you. I don't think he hit on you or anything like that, but he spoke with you. But he's trying to figure you out, like why you just bypassed him. So that's why he's staring
he's
at
local?
You.
I live in a really small college town, and all we have are college students and retirees, like 65-year-old cripple men. Now, if I had to choose between students and cripple men, I don't want a boyfriend.
No. Archie is 50. Yeah, he's 50 years old. He looks young, though. I think he's a Capricorn. He looks
Uh-oh.
Young.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's checking you out. If you haven't met this man yet, he is checking you out. You know, Archie is, he's a nice-looking guy, but he's funny as hell, almost like he's a comedian.
Are you sure you're ready for a soulmate, though?
What'd you say, Brenda?
Are you sure you're ready for your soulmate, though, in the midst of all the craziness?
I'm so tired of looking. I think so. Like, I need somebody by my side to get through these rough patches with.
So he'd be somebody that would get you through it instead of somebody that you'd go to be with to enjoy your life.
I would like to be with somebody and grow old with them so I don't have to keep interviewing for the position of somebody to turn to.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have one person that knows my history and knows what I'm going through and is just there.
Honey, I
don't
want to
have to
give them the chance to get to know you. I think you're your biggest block. I think that's how come I'm not picking up anything because I think you're putting a block in there. I don't know if you're sort of just not trusting men, and I can certainly understand that. Trusting people.
That's why
Archie's
staring at her, Brenda.
Huh?
Probably because.
Oh.
I said that's probably why Archie's standing up against the wall staring at her. He wants to
yeah,
talk to her, but he don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. A guy will be like confused.
Okay.
It's hard for them to read signals sometimes anyway because we. It's like those. mating ritual things with the animals jumping left and right, and the other part of the mate is like, what's this fool doing? So I'm not calling
joy.
You,
I can't wait.
I'm not calling you a fool or whatever, but when people are observing you because you're not really letting them in, they're still not getting the whole picture, right?
No, not until she starts talking with them, yeah.
Yeah, so when you are trying to interview people, I hope you're asking the right questions, and I hope that you're being open.
Not a closed book. I'm very open. The last Capricorn I dated, his name isn't Archie, we dated, it was perfect. He went 3.5 weeks without speaking to me. When I finally saw him, I put it on the line. I said, look, you have to make contact with me twice a week or it's over. Do you know it's been exactly 3.5 weeks again? I don't know.
Wait
how
a minute.
Much more clearer
did you just
I
say his
be.
Name was Archie?
I said
did
his
you
name
say
was
that?
Not Archie. No.
Oh,
not Archie.
Not Archie. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But he is a Capricorn.
But you didn't really say it in that demanding tone, did you?
No, I said, to be fair. I said, you don't have to have big conversations with me. Make contact with me twice a week. Say hi.
You're already too far afield in that situation. When you are seeing someone or interviewing someone, the only people I would be interviewing are the people who are chomping at the bit to be with me. That means you don't have to figure out where they are. They're trying to figure out where you're at. And that's a really important that Lennox, this person, is looking at you. In other words, they're already trying to figure out if you're fitting them. So you having to try to train someone to be the right one, they're already out of pocket, right?
Right.
So why are you wasting your time? Do your other stuff. Go on with your life and do the things you want to do. And then let that person come into your realm because of how magnificent you are. I don't want anybody I got to kind of train or figure out or look, this is what you've got to do to make it right. No.
Right.
No.
Sometimes you'd rather fix a bad relationship than have to wait and start another one from square one. And I'm guilty of that.
Well, I've got training in psychology, so I wouldn't really agree with that. I'm not convinced with that one. But that if that's your belief system that works for you, that's okay. I'm not gonna support that.
No, I know it's not good, but I don't know. I'm frustrated.
You don't want to be desperate, and you certainly want to know what you want. Do you even have the 5 top things that you want in a relationship, characteristics in a person in your life?
Yep.
Okay, well,
I just wrote them
they
out
either
today.
Meet the top 5 or they go. And if your top 5 doesn't include the things that make you feel happy and elevated and comfortable, then why are they in your top 5? You might have a problem with your top 5 characteristics. You know, if you're one of your top 5 characteristics is he drives, a stomping good car, or 2, he lashes me with diamonds, those are not really characteristics.
Right.
But a giving man is a good characteristic. A man who enjoys being with me more than other people is a good characteristic. Or a man that, you know, rings my cockle shells when we're intimate, that's a good characteristic. But
right.
You might want to revisit your list and see what on your list is actually blocking you from the best companion of your lifetime.
Okay. Now, where do I find Archie? Just point me in the right direction.
I'm going to leave that in Lennox's hand.
I don't know where you would find Archie. I didn't look that far, and to be honest with you, I'm off the air in 30 seconds. I don't even time to to say anything to the other people. I'm sorry, honeybee. I am. We're gonna
hit in 30 seconds. I'm off. I'd like to thank everybody for being on the show today and calling in. I hope that Brenda and I were able to answer your questions. Also, thank you, Ms. Nina, as always, in the chat room, you know, answering questions in there and helping people. So I'll be back next week. Psychic reading Sunday at 3 o'clock PST, 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Thank you, Brenda, for being on with me today, and thank you, Nina. And we're out. Sorry.